Hare Krishna. We have a question here from Isha Krishna. He says, what's your opinion about devotees going to see astrologers or people who see the future? Is there any difference between someone who reads cards, tarot cards, or Eastern or Western astrology, or Vedic or Western astrology? Can someone really actually see what the future is? And can we actually see our fate and the problems that are going to beset us? It's really amazing for me how, devotees also show, I think, sometimes excessive interest in these things by comparison to the way Srila Prabhupada had taught us, but how materialistic people have a phenomenal amount of faith in all of these esoteric things, whether it be auras or astrology or looking into the future or alternate medicine, anything that's esoteric, they seem to really groove with. And if you, on the other hand, present the concept that they should just depend on God and or believe in God, then they say, well, no, I don't believe in things like that. But they believe in things like this, and these things are much less credible, have much less of a history than, for instance, the historical as well as the ideal example that different religious traditions show. In short, it's amazing how people have faith in all these esoteric things, and yet they don't have faith in the ultimate esoteric thing, namely spiritual life. But back to the question. Well, let's start off with astrology, and even more than astrology, any of these divinatory sciences, reading cards, palm reading, and physiognomy, and what have you. If we remember in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says that originally all knowledge, all sciences originally came from the Vedas, and they were then divided up and handed down in parampara, and that's how they gradually spread all over the world, so that we have different types of knowledge at the present time. So whatever we have where in any part of the world is originally coming from Vyasadeva, from Vedic literature. Therefore, there is an authentic source, a bona fide source. Of course, the natural question then is, when that bona fide source got distributed, how bona fide is it today? And the question doesn't arise just to how bona fide is Western astrology today, but how bona fide is Vedic astrology today, certainly in its original form. It's authentic, and Western astrology may be a shadow or a form of that astrology, or for any of these other types of sciences, divinatory sciences, they may be a shadow of a original Vedic version. But now the question is, sakale niha mahata yogana staparantapa. Now, what has time done to all of these things? And how much has the host culture in which these have actually developed affected these actual sciences? We know that, for instance, as in astrology and in anything that's Vedic, it's not a matter of just the knowledge, but it's a matter of individual qualification. It's a matter of having a bona fide, authentic parampara. It's a matter of properly qualifying oneself before a spiritual master, satisfying him, receiving their blessings, in order to actually have proper understanding of that particular science. We rarely see that anywhere anymore. And in the West, it's practically non-existent. Books are where people get their knowledge from. And very rarely is that type of, not very rarely, but it isn't very rarely, I would say, is in India, it's very rarely that it happens. But in the West, it doesn't happen. So then obviously the method by which the knowledge itself, even if the knowledge is in its original form, is understood, is then in question. So one is how authentic and how valid is the knowledge from its original form at the present time, in whatever form that it is in, and the other is how qualified are the people who are practitioners. Generally speaking, they're not very qualified. There are certainly exceptions to the rule, but Kali Yuga means that people are not very qualified. Manda, Sumanda, Mandavagya, Upadrita. So neither is the system of these divinatory sciences in their original form and therefore their full potency. Neither are the people who are practicing them generally following all the rules and regulations that one would need to in order to really be a teacher of these sciences. And even if you did, it's still then questionable whether you actually become qualified. Now, Srila Prabhupada explains, for instance, that in Kali Yuga there are no real Brahmins to perform qualified sacrifices, the Vedic sacrifices. All of these sciences, remember, are all Vedic. So how do, if people cannot perform sacrifices, Brahmins cannot perform, they cannot chant the mantras, they cannot intone the mantras with potency. So even if Brahmanas may be very strict, even if they may have a sampradaya, even if they have something else, but the power of Kali Yuga is such that still one cannot actually achieve the type of perfection that's required in order to unlock the potency, well, in the case of Brahmins, and unlock the potency within mantras. What to speak of unlocking the real potency within these sciences. You can intone the mantra, you can say the words, but it won't necessarily have the same result. So in the same way, you can say that, well, I've got the books and I'm following the science, and I can, even if I'm a strict follower, I can tell you what it says. You can do that, but it may be a different thing than what the actual reality is. And therefore, it's very rare that someone can actually really infallibly foretell the future in this day and age for these reasons as mentioned above. And we see that Srila Prabhupada therefore didn't encourage his disciples to get into this type of worrying about these things too much. What will happen about the future? The future is in your hands. You determine your future. You can determine your future of going back home, back to Godhead. And ultimately, if you surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will be the person who will be managing your karma. People in the past may have wanted to know their past in order to know what will necessarily happen to them, whether they can atone for some kind of past sinful activities, whether they can counteract them, neutralize them by sacrifices, austerities, and so on. But all of this can be achieved by chanting Hare Krishna. It's achieved automatically by chanting Hare Krishna. And if a devotee, because here the question is being raised to devotees, and if a devotee is surrendered to Krishna, then it's Krishna who's actually then dishing out this karma. And do you really think that you can read Krishna's mind as to what is going to happen in the future and what it is, what of that karma that you may see he will actually give you? So whereas Srila Prabhupada sometimes looked at astrology, even when he was very sick, he says, let's have some fun. But he didn't take it very seriously. It's not something to guide your life by. That's the principle. We guide our life by Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya, by the guidance and teachings of Vaishnavas, Acharyas. We don't guide our life by astrology and other types of imperfect sciences, because we have a perfect science ourselves. So if that astrology or divinatory science can give us a hint or tell us something, this may happen to you, fine, keep it in balance, but don't depend on it, depend on Krishna and Krishna consciousness. And that's really what it really comes down to, how capable are devotees to keep things in balance, not get too carried away by the influence of those things that they may hear from others. And because Srila Prabhupada was concerned about that, he was concerned that devotees could get very easily influenced. Therefore, he said, better not. Otherwise, yes, we know of these things. We accept their original existence, as we do of so many other literature, like Vedic literature, like we know that the Vedas are there. We constantly cite the Vedas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my guru told me that I'm not intelligent enough to study the Vedas. So we can't study the Vedas. The Vedas exist. But we're not qualified to study the Vedas. What are we qualified to study? We're qualified to study Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Bhagavad Gita. Even then we have so many misunderstandings about what all of these things are about. So things may be Vedic, they may be authentic, they may be original, but what's the state of that original knowledge at the present time, and how qualified are we to really interpret it? Because both of these things are in question, therefore best just depend upon infallible knowledge and infallible information. Hare Krishna.